America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A new proposal is being bandied about in Washington, D.C. to allow the federal government to create a national database of personal information about American college students. This database would include every student's name, social security number, address, date of birth, attendance record, and financial information. In the first place, attendance records and financial information about college students are none of the federal government's business. A database containing students' names and all that information would be a marketer's bonanza. It's bad enough the way that credit card companies and salesmen already harass college students to buy things they do not need. I remember how the credit card companies hounded my daughter to apply for and receive credit cards, even though she didn't have a job, was still in college, and didn't have a dime to her name except what her ever-loving family gave her. In the second place, I think the people pushing this database have it exactly backwards. We don't have a problem with the government lacking detailed information about college students, but we do have a big problem with the fact that students and parents and taxpayers lack detailed information about the colleges they are paying high prices to support. What we really need is useful information on colleges themselves. When choosing between College A, with annual tuition of $15,000, and College B, with annual tuition of $25,000, we'd like to know if the $10,000 gap is due to legitimate differences in academic quality, or to the existence of frivolous student perks, such as luxury dormitories, or to administrative perks, such as lavish expense accounts provided to college presidents. Another thing we'd like to know is if the college offers sufficient sections of popular courses to enable all students to get the prerequisites they need to graduate. The failure of colleges to do this is the principal reason it takes college students 5 or 6 years to graduate.
Education has always been an important issue for Phyllis Schlafly and Eagle Forum. That's why we produced the powerful television documentary, Crisis in the Classroom. Parents and educators, to get this important video, call 1-800-726-8096. For the latest on educational fads, the dumbing down trend, and the problem with whole language, call 1-800-726-8096. And thanks for listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Well, folks, we got it going on. The issue of illegal immigration has taken off in the last 2 years like no other issue in the history of this country. That's right. Now, with the two-party system, you know those parties, I barely can remember their names. We used to have a pretty efficient system. We used to have representation for as citizens. Now we have nothing or close to nothing. There are a few. And that lack of representation brings on frustration. And that frustration brings on anger. And that anger brings on citizen activism. And that's what we have today. Active citizens who are trying to fix this problem. But to counteract us, we have the disconnect. The politicians who fail or refuse to listen to their constituents and do the will of those people that vote for them and give them money. Those who could care less what we say and do their own thing for whatever reason. You know, the Jackson Lees, the Waters, the Bermans, the Cannons, the Colbys, the Eleanor Norton Holmeses, they are the ones that thumb their noses at us and ignore letter after letter, poll after poll, and phone call after phone call. All the evidence they need is there, but they ignore it. They don't care. You notice that the names I just said are from both sides of the aisle, both Democrat and Republican. It is your job as an American citizen to sway these people, those people who are members of your party, those who lead your party. You must sway them. And let me say today that you Republicans are doing a much better job than the Democrats are doing. That's right. Of 37 Republican House and Senate members who were recently polled by the National Journal in Washington, D.C. with a survey, 17 identified immigration as the issue most on the minds of their constituents these days. Now, are you listening to this, folks? 37 responded, 17 said immigration was number one with the constituents. The next vote was 10 votes for the economy, 4 votes for gas prices, and 3 votes for terrorism. One Republican said, quote, and this was an anonymous quote, immigration was the highest octane issue in America, unquote. And another Republican said, it is here that the mismatch between the federal government's inaction and the realities at home are the greatest, end quote. This is what we're talking about, folks. What the folks want, what the people want, and what these others, these politicians, these elected people are willing to do, which is usually nothing. Now, the polling was a little different for Democrats. Of 35 Democrat members of Congress who responded, only 2 mentioned immigration as the top issue for constituents. There was a time when I would have been shocked that it wasn't 0. You know, usually with Democrats, you figure none of them are going to be for it. But times are changing, folks. They really are. I get the emails from the liberal Democrats. I get the letters from the liberal Democrats. I get the notices from them when they tell me that they have written to their representatives and complained about illegal immigration. Democrats are just like the rest of us conservative Americans, folks. And you know me, I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. But Democrats also care about the future of this country. Democrats also care about their kids. They also care about their grandkids. And they know that with illegal immigration, run away like it is. There will be no future for those grandchildren that they have. So I say to you Democrats out there, since the Republicans seem to be getting it finally, I'm speaking of constituents and some members of Congress, it is your job as a Democrat to make it known to your servant who represents you. You know what I mean? Talk to them. Tell them. Email them. Send them a letter. Send them a fax. Send them a Western Union telegram. Whatever you got to do to get the message to them and say, look, I am a liberal. I'm a liberal in many ways, but I do not support breaking the law. There's nothing liberal about breaking the law. We must uphold the laws of this country. Both parties, members of both parties should continue to pressure along with independents in this country. The full court press had just begun. Tom Tancredo, you all know who he is. He said it best. He hammered it home when he said, quote, it will be interesting to see at what point critical mass is achieved when enough people in this country have made enough noise and expressed enough frustration to their elected representatives that it breaks the logjam here in Congress, but more importantly, in the White House. End quote. Then he took a little jab at the Democrats, as he should have, and explained why the poll results were different from the Republican poll results. He said, quote, immigration is a problem issue for the Democrats. No one wants to say they embrace breaking the law and sacrificing national security. It makes sense that the leadership is dancing around the issue, unquote. And that's the truth. How do you defend? How do you defend a position of breaking the law? How do you say that it is okay to break the law? How do you say that it is okay for people to come and break the law? When I have asked many times in the Congress of the United States, in person when I was there, what laws do I as an American citizen get to break? And I've never gotten an answer. And I've asked it of the LAPD, the Sheriff's Department, and everybody else, and they never give me an answer because you know why? As an American citizen, I am held to every law on the books and then some. As I should be. But we are allowing illegal aliens to come in and break our laws, and we should not. And as the Democratic Party tries to defend that position, they look stupid. And that is why you, Democrats out there, all of you who write me, and there are lots of you, you must contact them and tell them that you are just as angry about this as Republican constituents are. You live in the same America we all live in. There is no practice America. And if you blow this one, there will be no other America. This is a one-time shot, and it's up to you to keep it intact. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Friends, you know, when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal, and you're going to say, where do I get one? And I'm going to tell you to call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Come on. They're the best people you can get. They're fast, professional, friendly. They've helped us stay on the air. There's four reasons right there to go to them. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call, and they will put more money in your pocket. Call them tomorrow at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all those good folks who are listening to us live around the country. All you folks at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. I love you folks in Phoenix. The great K-Don, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. The call-in number is 1-866-870-5752. Don't forget, you get back all that you give when you call me. That number, once again, is 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horrible clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. Tonight we have a repeat offender, Fabian Nunez. Oh, yeah. In his typical anti-American rant, California Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez talked to about the 5-2 committee vote against Assemblyman Ray Haynes' proposal for a California State Border Patrol. He said, quote, what we're seeing in Sacramento is a minority group that is trying to use the immigration issue as a scapegoat. We will not allow that to happen in California, end quote. This proposal, folks, along with the Mark Weiland proposal, put in motion because, one, the federal government has turned its back on California concerning illegal immigration, and two, the American people who are members of this state want something done, and two courageous Americans, regardless of party affiliation, stepped up, Mark Weiland and Ray Haynes, and did the will of the people and introduced these measures. It ain't over yet. When Assemblyman Tom Harmon said that the two bills were the right steps in the right direction and that something really needed to be done, Nunez countered with, quote, I think they have wrong information because they don't take into account what undocumented immigrants, contribute. It's a false strategy that does nothing to help California. What it all comes down to is whether or not we are going to look at the ills of immigration and look at the contribution, end quote. Let's see about the contribution of illegal aliens to this state, Mr. Nunez. $1.4 billion for health care, $7.7 billion for education, $1.4 billion for incarceration. Yeah, that's a contribution. You want to call it a contribution? I call it a deficit and a damn shame. That's what I call it. But what you're going to do, you're going to start talking about immigrants. All through this article I read, it was immigrants, immigrants, immigrants. You idiot. How'd you make it to be Speaker of the Assembly and you don't know the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien? They are not the same. And you know they're not the same, but you're playing the race game. And the only reason you're for these people is because they look like you, talk like you, and have an allegiance to the same foreign country that you do. That's why you're for them, Mr. Nunez. But more than that, that is why you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we're going to get right to our guest who has been waiting patiently, and I appreciate it. Ray Haynes. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, thanks for inviting me on.
Oh, buddy, it's our pleasure. I'm sure you just heard our most horriblest clown of the week. Usually I try to find a Republican to do, and the reason I do that is so I can maybe, you know, get these Republicans to do their job a little better, you know, the Chris Cannons and the Jim Colbys. But right. Tonight we had Mr. Nunez, who I'm sure you had probably some exchanges with from time to time. And anything derogatory, folks, I said about Mr. Nunez are my words and not those of the assemblyman. And let me say this. I don't understand how Mr. Nunez can say that the American people in California are not going to go for this. I don't believe that. I believe when this thing gets to the ballot, they're going to vote it in.
Well, I tend to agree with you. As a matter of fact, some of the polling that we've done on this shows that this is the issue, and it is the thing that folks believe is the right solution at the right time to the right problem.
Now, did you hear those poll numbers from the National Journal survey where so many Republican Congress people stepped up and said that their constituents are telling them that immigration is the number one issue? I mean, that's amazing to me in this time and age that people are actually calling their congressmen and letting them know that's what we have to do more of. And we have to do it more on the state level also and call these senators and assembly members and let them know. But we're behind you on this. And what I want to know from you is we expect pretty much expected this 5-2 vote, right?
Correct. Yeah, I actually wanted to give the legislature the opportunity to do the right thing.
Put them on the record.
To the people.
Right.
So
that was predictable.
Yeah, I expected that the my Democrat colleagues, the votes were the Democrats voting against it, the Republicans voting in favor of it. I expected that's how it would turn out.
So basically it was a formality that you had to do.
Well, you didn't have to. I didn't have to do it, but I wanted these guys to have the opportunity.
Well,
Well, you never brought it to us. Well, yes, I did.
Yeah,
it is. You had your chance, and now we're taking it to the people.
Well, Ray, when I said have to, I mean the formality of putting them on the record with this, showing how they felt about it. So you're absolutely right. So what's the next step?
Well, the next step is we had submitted it to the Attorney General for title and summary. We got title and summary back on Friday. And now we're putting it in petition form to give to the Secretary of State. 10 days from now, we're going to signatures.
10 days?
10 days.
So the petitions will be ready in 10 days.
Wow. Yeah. Let me read to you the title and summary, just so you know what the initiative does, is what the Attorney General says. It says, California Border Police Immigration Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. Amends the California Constitution to declare that illegal immigration poses an imminent danger. Establishes the California Border Police to arrest and hold suspects and notify federal authorities, authorizes arrest without warrant based on probable cause of violation of federal immigration law, authorizes state to agree with federal government for border police to enforce federal immigration laws, requires legislature to appropriate funds for border police, authorizes the governor to make supplemental appropriations in emergency, requires the state to seek reimbursement from the federal government, authorizes new detention facilities, requires two-thirds vote of the legislature and governor's signature to amend. Summary of the estimate by legislative analyst and director of finance of fiscal impact on state and local governments, potential annual cost of hundreds of millions of dollars to create and operate a border police agency with one-time costs in tens of millions of dollars, potential net savings to state and local governments over time in the hundreds of millions of dollars annually due to reduced expenditures for certain public services.
Common sense.
So
common sense.
That's going to cost us hundreds of millions, but it's going to save us billions. And that's from the Attorney General himself, a Democrat.
Wow. Now, Ray, Mr. Nunez made another statement about you. Let me read this and tell me what you think of it. It's one of the scare tactics that these people use. He said, quote, in Mr. Haynes' case, we're talking about taking money away from schools, from public services, from police and fire, and using that money to patrol the border. That is a federal obligation, not the state's, end quote. Now, the latter part of that, if the feds won't do it, we must do it. We have no choice. Secondly, the first part of this, when he says your intention is to take money away from the schools, the police and fire departments. Tell us, is that actually true?
No, that's not true. But let me tell you what it means. I mean, I'm figuring $200 to $300 million to enforce this, to enforce federal immigration laws, to set up the California Border Police. And obviously, the Attorney General agrees with that. But you have potential savings of billions of dollars. In fact, we have estimated that it'll be about $9. Savings for every $1 in spending. So not only will we not be taking away money from schools and from social services, but we will be saving money so that we can put more into schooling for citizens, more into social services for citizens. And I mean, to say that we're taking money away, it ignores, number one, the obvious savings that would come from it. And number two, just to put it in perspective, this year, the budget we just approved a week and a half ago increased spending by $9 billion. That's $9 billion with a B, dollars. The amount that it would take to set up the California Border Police would be about 5% of the increase in the spending this last year. So not only will it not take money away from schools and from social services, but all we would have to do is take a little bit of the money that five pennies out of every extra dollar that we get to put into this program. If you calculate it in the total amount of a $90 billion budget, it's 0.3% of a total budget. That's less than 1/3 of a penny.
Now, Ray,
to save $9 billion,
there you go.
Percent, we could say we would spend 1/3 of a penny.
Now, let me ask you this. That's a great savings there. How long do you think it would take for us to start seeing those savings?
I think we would start to see those savings within 6 months to a year.
6 months. That's pretty quick. That's a quick turnaround.
Well, the biggest issue is getting the agency up and running. And that's going to take about 6 months to a year. I'm told it takes 8 weeks to get them trained. When you get the boots on the ground, you get the cops in the interior doing interior enforcement. You know, one of the biggest problems we have with the federal government is that if the illegal alien can get past that 30-mile strip of the border, they're home free.
Home free.
They don't. The federal government does absolutely no interior enforcement. They do absolutely no employer enforcement. They patrol the border, but they
sort of.
What's that?
Sort of.
Well, there's 1,700 border patrol agents in the San Diego office. There's 700 in the Yuma office, and that's what sort of border. That's what patrols California's border. But the biggest deal is the folks that are crossing the border keep coming across. So the Border Patrol will arrest them and put them back.
Revolving door.
And they know they'll come back and do it again because they know if they can get past that 30-mile corridor, they're in. And it only takes once, and all I got to do is get past it once, and they're in because there's no interior enforcement at all. So they have every incentive to get across. Once they get across, they get free medical care. They get free education. In fact, Nunez, just kind of give you an example, last year, Nunez had a bill that would give him job training money. So it would be illegal for any employer to hire him, but we had trained him to do a job.
Unbelievable. You know what gets me about this whole thing is that there's no consequence to them coming here. If they get caught, they just get sent right back across the border, and they go right back and try it again. There's no consequences. There's no downside for it. The only downside is maybe a little inconvenience for a day or so. So
right.
Something's got to be done. And I'm a strong believer, Ray. I'm a strong believer that if the feds won't do it for us, then we just got to damn do it ourselves. That's just the way it is.
Well, and quite frankly, that's ultimately how we came up with the idea of the California Border Police. We got tired of you know, listening to folks whine about the federal government not doing this, and I did some research, found Section 287G of the 1996 Immigration and Nationality Act, which allowed state and local governments to enforce federal immigration law, and said, you know, this is the solution. We'll just do it ourselves. California pays a disproportionate share of the cost of illegal immigration. So given that, it's actually worth our while. I mean, we have to go to 49 other states to get them to agree to pay for the cost of illegal immigration. Why not take a few of our own tax dollars and put it into enforcing the law, since we're putting a whole bunch of our tax dollars into the cost of illegal immigration?
Well, Ray, I can say some things you can't or too, may choose not to. The reason why they're going to fight this is basically racism. They want these people here because the majority of these illegal aliens, we know they come from all over the world, but the majority of them are Latin people, and that's why Nunez and Cedillo and the rest of these people will fight everything we do, because it's based on race, based on people who look like them, and that really ticks me off. It's just like when the black politicians want to just do for us. I don't like that either. An American politician should be fighting for America, California politician likewise, on a smaller scale for the state, and right on down to the city council, but it's not happening in that way. Everything now is race-based, and I'm sick of it. And this is something that's going to just really help this state. We're proud of you on this. This show is behind you all the way on this issue, and it's not to persecute anybody. It's not to do any harm to anybody. What it's for is to obey, make them obey our laws, and have our laws enforced, and protect the budget of the state of California. Plus, our sovereignty is melting away as Californians. California looks like a third-world country now in many places, and I'm sick of it. I really am. So we've got to fix this.
Well, I will tell you, I believe that California enforcing federal immigration law is the right way to handle the problem. It's what's best for California on a public safety basis. It's what's best for California on a public health basis. Some of the diseases that are brought across the border through some of these folks can be disastrous. It's what's best, even if you think about it, it's what's best for the illegal alien.
No, absolutely. It's absolutely right best. It's going to make them have to do the right thing and make their country a place they won't run from.
Well, it's either that, or at least when they come across the border, they'll enjoy the safety and protection of our laws. I was talking with a constituent of mine not too long ago, about a week and a half ago, and this lady was talking about a gang, a Mexican gang, by the way, in Corona, that was targeting illegal aliens for robbery because they knew they wouldn't get reported. You know, the illegal aliens are afraid to report when they're a victim of a crime for fear of being deported. If they're injured on a job, they're afraid to report out of fear of being deported. You know, when you think about it, how can Nunez says he's in favor of these folks when he allows, he looks away when they're crime victims or they're injured on the job? He says, oh, let's just keep it the way it is.
Yeah, the status quo.
Live in fear.
There you go. Ray, we got to go. It's almost got a hard break coming up. I want to thank you. Is there a way we can contact you to get petitions and everything, or is there a way?
Get up on CalBorderPolice.com. Sign up. As soon as the petitions are ready, we'll let you know, and we'll send you some.
And you're going to be appearing at Barbara Cole's meeting on what, the 27th, is it?
It's this coming Wednesday, I think.
I think it's the 27th. We'll get this. Barbara, somebody will call and let us know. We'll announce that later in the show. Ray Haynes, Assemblyman, I want to thank you for all you're doing. We want to thank you for taking the time with us tonight. We're behind you all the way, buddy. If you need us, just call us.
You bet.
All right, Ray. Take care, buddy.
Bet. Bye.
Good guy, folks. One of the good guys. There's a few of them around. He is definitely one of them. I like him. I like him a lot. He stands up, and that's rare. We need to stand up, folks. I'm going to play that clip again. We might start playing another clip next week, but right now we're going to play that famous clip from Senor Navarro, and this lets you know what he thinks about. This guy is a race hustler, a race pimp. He's in the race business, and without race, he would be nothing. But this is what he thinks of your rights.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the drowning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Well,
Okay, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration here, and we're going to get right to the phones. I want everybody to give it to me quick tonight. We're going to try to get everybody in. We have a full board, and that board just stays full. I want everybody that wants to call from out of state, everybody around the country, call opposition. If you call and tell the truth to Les, you will be put on ahead of everybody else. And let me just say this. Just be polite, and we'll have a discussion. But first, let's go to Barbara Coe calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. It was so thrilling to hear Raheem's as your guest tonight. And
what a guy.
Yeah, he is. What a guy. A real courageous patriot.
Yep.
And I want to extend an invitation to all of your listeners.
Yeah, you know, we messed, you know, you heard we messed the date up, you know. We couldn't get the date straight, but I knew you'd call and let us know.
Well, I'll get your date straight.
I bet you will.
That's Wednesday, July 27th. Down here at the Women's Club in Garden Grove, and the meeting starts at 7:30, and of course we're hoping you will also join us, Terry. And for people who want details, we're giving the very easy to remember toll-free number, 877 no illegals. Anybody who wants additional information on this meeting, please give that toll-free number a call. And, Terry, I so hope you'll join us.
I'm going to give it a shot, Barbara. I got some other things planned, but I'm trying to juggle them around, so we'll see.
Juggle them around and be with us.
Okay, kid. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Take care.
And please, all your listeners, try to make this meeting. Bring family and friends.
It'll be a good one.
This great, courageous patriot.
Well, he's a guy, and he needs our he's a good guy, and he needs our support, Barbara. I mean, you know, and how often do we talk about, well, how come none of these politicians do anything? Well, guess what? Here's a guy doing something, actually doing something on his own, and we have got to get behind him. That is absolutely mandatory.
Well, as you probably already know, CCIR has already made a commitment to support the signature gathering effort. And as you know, Terry, we'll be out there in full force at the swap meets, the gun shows, every corner you turn.
Stop bragging. All right, Barbara. Thanks for calling, kid. You take care.
You too.
All right.
God love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to the phones, folks. Let's go to a good friend of the Terry Anderson Show, Lupe Moreno. Lupe, how you doing? Buenas noches.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I wanted to thank everybody that went out to the Laguna Beach rally yesterday.
Absolutely.
We had a great success, and I was very happy to see the black community finally come out and join us.
Good.
I hope they continue to do that.
Rah, rah for the brothers.
And I just wanted to tell you, we went down to Campo to support Jim Chase with his efforts to watch the border. There was a lot of Minutemen and Minutewomen, and we decided to just check it out to see where we were going to maybe set up in the next couple of weeks. And basically, we got surrounded by the opposition.
Mm.
They terrorized us all night. We could not leave the area, so they just decided to terrorize us basically all night. I thank God that we actually had ex-military, ex-policemen with us. And the only thing is, I'm still limping from my injury in February. I had nothing to protect myself, so somebody gave me mace. But basically, they were putting strong lights on us, telling us that they were going to come and get us. They had loud music. Finally, some of the men got really upset and started shouting at them that we were going to go get them. And they started climbing the hill. And when they got up there, they were gone.
Mm.
But they kept coming back every 2 hours throw their light on us. It was just one of the bizarrest nights I've ever spent.
Well, you know, Lupe, we thank you for going. And, you know, this is to be expected from these people. They have nothing better to do. And I respect anybody that has a different opinion from me. They may disagree with us. That's fine. This is America. I respect that. But do it in a nice manner. We don't scream and holler at them and call them a bunch of names and tell them to go back to Africa like they tell me. We don't do any of that. We're out there protesting to have our laws enforced, period. Just to have our laws enforced. And these people are some of the most vicious, racist, hateful, violent people in the world.
Well, that's what we found out. We've always known that, but it just got a little bit more personal last night.
I know the feeling.
I was really worried for my life. I absolutely sat in my car, terrified for my life.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to go back.
Good for you. I knew you would. You didn't even have to say it. We knew that. That's your style.
Well, we need more people to go back.
Well, we will. We'll get them.
Okay.
Loopy, I want to thank you so much for calling. Thank you for going. We thank you for all you do because we know that the opposition is really tough on you being who you are, but you stand up to it, and we love you for it.
Well, thank you, Terry.
All right, kid. You take care.
Good night.
All right. All right, let's go to 6, calling from Dallas, Texas. 6, what do you hear? What do you say?
What I hear, Terry, is this. This issue is resonating around the nation. And as I tell you, producer, I want to say there's a couple of things. One, my granddad always told me, give you flowers while they're alive, okay? So I want to tell you in front of the American people that I appreciate you. And you putting your very life at risk at resonating this particular rage.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I don't look at it that way. I kind of look at it as me just doing my job. But I appreciate it.
I understand. But when the history is written, okay, because there was no one sitting around in 1855 that actually thought that the South would take on the North and there would be a civil war.
That's true.
Now, at this particular juncture in history, nobody thinks, well, you know, rational people think, nah, the Indian Project is going to come to Texas. This is going to be like Arizona, you know, blah, blah. Please, people, you do not have the luxury of being that naive. I am a born and raised Texas. I am 48 years old. I'll be 49 years old December 3rd. Do not, please, do not bring Aunt B and Opie down here. If you flip in to come down here, okay? If you're going to be here in October, be prepared to die, okay?
We hope that doesn't happen. And you know, the thing about Aunt B and Opie, there's going to be a lot of regular folks, some older folks, younger folks that are going to show up. And I think they're ready for what happens. But the problem with it is you got to go down there with a good, peaceful frame of mind, hope nothing happens, but be prepared. Be prepared.
That's what I'm saying, Terry. I mean, you know, nobody hates a war worse than a soldier, okay?
Right.
And so what I'm saying is
you are right.
Yes, I pray to God that it will be go peaceful.
That's right.
At the same time, I know my fellow Texans.
And let me tell you what's happening here, man. These people are making it where it's not going to be peaceful much longer. When they come out here with all this violence, with these brown berets, the Aslan, and with these workers of the Communist Party, these are some of the most racist, hateful, violent people I've ever met in my life. They say they're for the people, but they're not. They're for themselves, and it's sad.
The thing about it is the land along the border in Arizona was owned by the federal government. The land along the border in Texas is owned by ranchers that are tired.
Yes, it is. That is mostly privately owned land.
They're upset.
That's a good point, though. You're absolutely right that most of that Texas land is owned by private citizens.
That's what I'm saying. These ranchers, man, these ranchers have been in the families 200, 400, 300 years, and they are tired.
They
are exasperated. And one of the things before I go is that we, the Texas Cattlemen's Association, they don't know it yet, but I'm going to tell them, I need another little plate passed around for the Terry Anderson Show.
Well, we appreciate it. We can use it. We need the money to stay on the air, brother. I really appreciate it. Got to move on. I got a full board. Thanks for calling tonight, man. You keep it together down in Dallas.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
All right, let's go to Blaine calling from Linwood, California. Blaine, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I want to make some comments so the rest of the nation may know a little more about the shooting that took place a week ago. What they probably heard in the news is an 18-month-old girl was shot by the police in a shoot-off with her father. They may not have heard that he was holding her in front of him as a hostage, which was proven by pictures from within his business.
Absolutely.
The second thing is...
Blaine, by his own video cameras.
Right.
Yes.
The second thing is what most people don't hear, because I've only heard it shortly on some newscasts. This man had been convicted felon who had been deported back...
1995 to El Salvador.
It was back up here, had been caught and convicted of at least one, if not two more felonies.
Burglaries, carrying a loaded firearm, all kind of stuff. This guy was caught as a convicted felon. This guy was caught time and time again. He never was deported after that. He was caught and given probation each and every time. And he was an illegal alien running a used car lot. Now, what's that about?
Yeah, he had to have false documents. He couldn't have a license if he was illegal. So he had falsified documents for that.
Blaine, everything that happened on 104th and Avalon was his fault.
Yeah.
His family called 911 and reported that he was threatening to kill them. Then all of a sudden, when he was killed, he was a saint.
Right.
So that's how they could get the money.
His family won't speak English or can't speak English that have been shown.
Some of them won't, some of them can't, but the point is this. These people know what kind of man he was. He was a despicable lowlife. That's what he was, and he's dead. And everything that happened there, and that poor little innocent child was his. That's on him. That's not on the LAPD.
Right.
That is on him.
I agree.
That is on this guy's shoulders. And let me say this. Had he not done what he did, he would be alive, the baby would be alive, and he'd still be living his illegal alien existence in this country. But no, he wanted to shoot at the police. This guy wanted to do all these things, so it's on him. And everything that resulted from that is not the responsibility of the LAPD. And I'm angry at you black folks that are going out there and protesting for this clown. Now, if you want to protest that baby being killed, then you march around his house and protest him and his sorry mama that brought him into this world and made him what he was. Don't protest the police. Protest this man, because he's responsible. But you're out there talking about no justice, no peace, and all this stuff about how they treat minorities. These people ain't never stuck up for us. And they never will. And these people out here that are trying to make these coalitions between black and brown, get used to the fact that it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I love Hispanic people if they're Americans or even Mexican nationals who are in their country. But when you come to my country illegally, there will be no coalition with you for my race. That ain't going to happen. Get used to it. And I tell all these black activists out there, stop pushing this coalition crap. It ain't going to come to pass. I got to go, Blaine. I want to thank you.
One other thing, Terry,
real quick.
People in the nation know, the reason the police had the fire was he was firing blindly out through the wall, endangering the public.
And Blaine, who fired first?
He did.
He fired first. And one more thing, folks, it was with a stolen pistol. Blaine, got to go, buddy. Thanks for calling. Call me again.
You're welcome.
Take care. Let's go to Tommy. No, let's go to Bill calling from Chino.
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me okay?
Pretty good.
Hi, Terry. You know, yes, a couple days ago, I was walking through our famous Plains of Fame Museum out here. I think you've heard of that, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, and Terry, you know, it is such a wonderful experience to see the expansion and all the things we're doing to save our heritage, dealing with military aviation. It just motivates me more and more to get out there and help you and stand up for this country in the fight against illegal immigration.
Well, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Everybody's got to do their part.
And Terry, I just can't say enough how much I appreciate the efforts that you're putting in here. And, of course, the previous caller about that terrible shooting, you're right. It was on that guy. He's
on
the
him.
One who started the whole damn thing.
And, Bill, if people want to protest and march, they should be marching around his house and protesting him, number one, for coming and invading our country. They should be protesting him, number two, for what he did to that little girl, holding her up as a shield. They should be protesting, number three, that he fired at the LAPD. And, number four, they should be protesting just to be protesting, because this guy was a loser. You know what I mean?
That's really true, Terry. And if you get out next time you get out here in Chino, I hope you can come down and see the bring your family and friends and come down here and take a look at our wonderful Plains of.
You know, I've always wanted to go there, Bill. I just haven't got there, but I will eventually.
I know it's a wonderful, wonderful place, Terry.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Maria calling from Riverside. Maria, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. This is Maria. How are you?
Oh, buenas noches.
Buenas noches. I had an opportunity to meet Jim Gilchrist, and I was with Lupi Moreno over there at Laguna, and it was great, great Americans. But I'm very upset about this, the mom of the little girl, because where was she with the guy who was intoxicated? What was a little kid doing with
Thank
that
you.
Man?
Not Maria, not just intoxicated. He was full of cocaine. They found cocaine in there on his desk. And this guy, the stepdaughter called 911 to report that he had threatened to kill all of them.
Yeah, but because they have a Mr. Macho Man, Villarrigosa, he's crying in church, and he's right there. Did he visit the police that was wounded at the hospital, at least?
I wonder if he did. I do not know. But, Maria, this is a direct result of Special Order 40. If Special Order 40 was not part of the deal in this city, this guy would have been deported. They would have turned him over to the INS every time he was arrested by the LAPD. But no, LAPD arrested him, got him on probation, and just let him walk back to his used car lot. That is atrocious. And that blood is on the head of the LAPD, not on the rank and file officer, but on these police chiefs like Bratton, who endorses that Special Order 40, and on Bill Gates. Daryl Gates and all the rest of these people and Parks and all the rest of them who said Special Order 40 was good. That blood is on their hands, and the city council of the city of Los Angeles in 1979 and the current one who won't get rid of it. Without this, Maria, this man would have been out of this country. But no, they have protected him with it.
And the police is baby killers. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Terry. God bless you.
All right, Maria, you take care. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, hey, 7:20 a.m. isn't carrying you tonight, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, they had something else on there and something else on. 7:20 a.m. out of Vegas, not carrying. We better send more money to them, too, besides you. But I'm picking up on KRLA, but it's real weird. It comes in and out, and I got this Spanish station right next to me. Blocks you in, blocks you out, but at least you're coming in somewhat. Terry, I got the list on the 38 who voted for more for the Border Patrol and the 60 of the Senate who voted against it.
Right.
Well, you know, folks, if you go to Terry probably has that list, too. If you go to the list of those senators, our two senators, of course, naturally voted against having more Border Patrol.
Of course.
Now, look, folks all over America, this is truly a real fight for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our freedom. And, folks, those who can get out there and get on that border, and the more we can get on that border from California to Galveston, the better off we're going to be. We must do it. This is not, we know the Taliban somewhere here in the States. We know they're in Canada waiting to come over. And by the way, Channel 11 in L.A., Terry, did a nice job on L.A. Ladians on the job site and coming across the border. So we might give them a big
hurrah
for that.
Who did the piece, Jerry?
Pardon me?
Who did the piece on Channel 11?
You know, it was a gal.
Is that?
I think it was a lady.
Okay.
But I can't remember for sure, but I think it was a lady. But it was very well done. And she had the IS gal, IS, ICE gal, Brown. Her last name's
right,
Brown.
Right.
And she said, you know, we just don't have the funds, and we just don't have the people. Well, I'm glad she said that.
All right.
From, like I say again, from California to Arizona, New Mexico, and down through to Galveston, all the way down the border, it is now time. And when we finish securing that border, we're going to secure the Canadian border, because they're here, and they're here to stay.
All right, Jerry, got to go, buddy.
City, it's not going to be pleasant.
Thanks for the call.
God bless.
All right. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, not much time.
Okay. I'd just like to talk about the bigger picture. I don't want to minimize the importance of putting through laws and propositions, but I believe this is a chess game with the powers that be. They're waiting for us to burn ourselves out trying to put through laws when we already have laws on the books that the city, county, state, and federal employees refuse to enforce. If we get them through, they'll still refuse to enforce these laws, okay?
Well, I don't agree with you on that, Gene.
Yeah, because the people that are employed in the city, county, state, and federal...
Well, there are certain laws, the way they're being written, like this law by the one that's written, this new thing by Mark Weiland, it's basically a 187. And this thing, if it goes through, if mm-hmm. this thing goes through, they will be constitutionally required to uphold it.
Uh-huh.
So okay, well, see, Gene, I think what you're saying is very non-productive. And the reason I say that, and I appreciate your calls, but what you're doing is you're discouraging people.
No,
people are going to say, well, what's the point in us going out here and doing anything if they're not going to enforce the new stuff we do?
We should continue, and in fact, we should have a meeting with Gilchrist and Mr. Tancredo and the lawyers. Mr. Gilchrist mentioned that he knew lawyers, and have meetings with them also. But I don't think maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but
I don't think. You know what it is, Gene? I think what it is. we've become jaded. And I feel the same way, like, what's the use sometime? But see, here's what we got going for us we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen close.
Yeah.
We've got a tidal wave of people that are angry. We never had that before.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got people that are going to hold these people to what they're supposed to do. We never had that before. We used to just say, well, we want this done. And they said, well, we're not going to enforce it. Well, you should. And then we walked away and went back to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, Gene? We're not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying, no, you're going to enforce this, or we're going to sue you, or we're going to have you put in jail, or we're going to get judges again. We're going to do whatever we got to do. That's the difference now. You've got people that will stand up and make sure they do. So that's why I disagree and think that things will be different this time, but we'll see.
It's also a matter of time. We have no more time to lose waiting to get the right
boy
people.
Are you right on that one, Gene? Time is getting very, very short, and if we don't get it together now, it'll be past the point of fixing.
Because if we can't do this, then the next thing is insurgency, and if it isn't done fast, and if the power doesn't come to us quickly, there's a certain ruthless religious group that
well said, Gene. Well
we're
said.
Going to deal with.
Thank you for your call. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Pete calling from Paradise. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time. You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Terry, and I got to keep it short. I'm Pete, previously of Tarzana, California. I moved up to Northern California about 19 days ago. I've never been happier. There are so few illegal aliens up here. Everybody speaks English, and it's just like Southern California.
Well, give us the name of the town. We'll send you some. We have plenty.
California.
Where?
Paradise, California.
We're gonna ship you some. Look for them. They'll be on the bus.
We don't want them here.
I know you don't. Pete, thanks for the call. It lets people know there is somewhere still in America that's America.
Yeah, it's so great up here. I just wish it's just like Southern California used to be like 30 years ago.
Well, maybe I'll get to change my zip code one of these days.
Well,
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Stay in touch.
Right,
you can hear us good up there?
Yeah, on the web.
Okay.
You're a little scratchy, but hey, on the phone sounds great.
Okay, buddy.
And I'm telling more people about you every day.
All right, thanks, Pete. You take care.
All right, you too.
All right, let's go to Carrar, calling from the Wilshire District. Carrar, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, first I want to say to Luther that it's great what she's doing.
Absolutely.
And to keep going, you know, and that I'm on her side, and those warriors and patriots are on her side.
Well said.
Yeah, the second thing is I talked to Mark Reed, Thomas. He pretended it wasn't him. And I asked him, how did you vote? Of course, he voted against. I asked him, are you on the side of the Americans or are you on the side of illegal aliens? And he gave me the story that
You actually talked to him?
He pretended it wasn't him. You know, he was trying to explain what he has done, for the community.
Carrar, I got to go. It's at the end of the show. Call me next week. We can have more time.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Sorry, everybody. Tommy, Robert, all the rest got to go. Don't forget this week with the swing. This week we have political magicians and do the hokey pokey. And don't forget you folks in Phoenix. Visit our buddy Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Go buy a car. Want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my producer Les for taking your calls. Want to remind you folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91600. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy, Kay, and Jeff. I want to remind everybody out there about those three famous websites that we push every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.